Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Clark Kent continues his story of Superman's most unusual adventure and reveals how the Man of Steel almost came to an untimely end on the planet Utopia.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, around our neighborhood, the kids are really turning on the steam these days. Sure, they're racing like anything to see who'll be the first to collect all 18 comic buttons. You know, the swell prizes all the gang's collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Of course, I don't know yet who that fellow or girl will be, but I do know that somebody's going to be mighty proud to sport all those Pep comic buttons on his jacket or dress or cap. There's a doggone smart-looking, real true-to-life pictures of your favorite comic strip characters like, Chief Brandon and the Little Moose and Superman, too. And think of the fun you'll have rounding out your collection. And say, there'll be lots more fun, too, because I'm going to have some exciting news for you pretty soon. So don't miss out. Remind Mom to get you plenty of Kellogg's Pep. Now, look, you don't send in any money, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. But there's an exciting prize every time you open a package of Kellogg's Pep. And there's good eating, too, because these are the whole wheat flakes with a sunny, golden, toasted flavor. Why, Mom's glad to see you polish off your breakfast bowl of Pep, because you get energy vitamin B1 plus good old sunshine vitamin D. So ask Mom to get you some P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. In writing a feature story on Superman's most unusual adventure, Clark Kent recalled how the tremendous force of gravity on the planet Utopia held him fast to the ground when he went to Utopia to rescue Jimmy Olsen. Now Kent continues with his story. Listen.
With Jimmy's life hanging in the balance, I took a desperate chance to gain time by resuming my disguise and, as Clark Kent, telling the astonished Regent Zaram that Superman had escaped. Suspicious, the crafty Zaram had Jimmy placed in my cell with me, then arranged for our guard to walk away. Naturally, then, Jimmy and I began to talk. Neither one of us aware that the evil Regent was listening in on our conversation through a listening device that had completely escaped my notice.
My compliments, sire. Setting up this listening device was exceedingly clever of you.
I agree, Captain Teller. Now I expect we will learn how Superman escaped and where he hides.
That's out of earshot now, Mr. Kent.
Quietly speak.
For the love of Mike, please tell me where Superman is and how you got here.
Well, you see, Jim, it's like this.
Yeah. Go on, I'm listening.
Well, so are we.
Yes, we are indeed, Captain.
You mean when he flew here with Poco?
Yes, I guess you could say that.
You guess?
Well...
Gee whiz, what are you acting so mysterious about?
Am I being mysterious?
Think you he suspects really like the listening device, sire?
I think not. Listen.
Just as you always do when we talk about Superman and you.
No, you're imagining things.
No, I'm not. But skip it for now. Just tell me how Superman managed to get out of this cell. When the last time I saw him, he was stuck to the floor because of the pull of gravity.
Now it comes. Listen carefully, Captain.
What's the answer to that, Jim?
Do you know the answer?
Well...
Oh, don't play games with me, Mr. Kent. Do you or don't you know how Superman got out of here?
Peering at me with suspicion growing in his eyes, Jimmy had backed me into a very uncomfortable spot. I couldn't tell a deliberate lie. Yet the truth might prove embarrassing, even damaging to the secret of my true identity. So, still unaware that Zaram and the captain of his guards were listening in, I had to continue being evasive.
Look, Mr. Kent, I'm just worried about our chances of getting off this planet. So, well, I want to know if Superman is still here, or did he go back to Earth? That's all.
Answer him, stubborn Earthling. I too must know.
Superman is still on Utopia.
He is?
You hear that, Teller?
Yes, sire.
Let anyone find that out.
Of course not. Where is he?
Well, that I can't tell you, except that he's not far from where we are right now.
Just what I wanted to know.
Has he licked this force of gravity on Utopia?
That's what you know.
But I think he will soon now. He's got to lick it soon.
because I happen to know Zaram's planning to invade the Earth day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Quiet, you fool.
How do you know?
He told me. Superman's got to stop him. Because he's got some terrific secret weapons.
Really?
Yeah. He showed me one of them.
What?
A little glass ball, no bigger than a marble, with some secret explosive inside it. He made me throw it at a big statue, and the statue broke into a million pieces.
It did?
Uh-huh. Gosh, Mr. Kent, we've got to do something.
I'm not kidding. We've got to think fast and keep Zaram worried until Superman's strength comes back.
Zaram, we're not worried, my friend.
Oh, I'm sure of it. It's coming back very slowly now.
Hmm. How are we going to keep Zaram worried? About what?
About Superman, of course. We've got to make him believe Superman returned to Earth. While he thinks that, he won't dare try an invasion. Great Scott!
What's the matter?
Don't say a word, Jim.
But what?
Quiet, I said. There's a dictograph in this cell.
Sire, he's discovered the listening device.
Where?
Matters not now, Teller. I need it no more since I have learned what it is important for me to know.
But how could he possibly see it when it is embedded so deeply in the stone ceiling?
I believe I know. Yes, I'm quite sure I know. Yes, clever, the Earthling called Kent. Not clever enough to fool Zaram.
Of course not, sire.
Captain Teller, I think I know where Superman is.
You know?
Yes, I believe I do. Have your men carry the Earthling Kent into the courtyard. I wish to conduct an experiment. A most interesting experiment.
Detail! Halt! Here is the Earthling Kent, sire.
What do you want with me, Zaram?
That you will soon learn. Now, Captain, command your men to set him down.
Set the prisoner down.
Now, order your men to line up against the courtyard walls, Captain.
Detail! Attention! Forward! Halt! Detail! Halt!
Earthling Kent. Or do you still prefer to call yourself John Smith?
It doesn't matter. What's in a name?
A great deal. If your name is what I think it is.
What are you getting at?
Just this. Young Earthling Olson told you of a demonstration I permitted him to witness this evening, did he not?
What demonstration?
Come, you know very well. I heard him tell you how astounded he was when he saw a tiny glass sphere no larger than a marble destroy a great statue in my garden.
So what?
He told you, too, that the tiny sphere contained a powerful explosive. One of Utopia's secret weapons with which we shall conquer the Earth.
You mean you think you'll conquer the Earth?
I know I shall. And with Superman helpless here on Utopia, who can stop?
Who said Superman's on Utopia?
You said so yourself, Earthling, only a few minutes ago. Is it not so, Teller?
Yes, sire, it is so.
Oh, you heard me say that to Jim Olson. You see, I knew that dictograph was in the ceiling of our cell all along, so I just said what I did to stall you along, to give Superman plenty of time to get back to Earth.
Superman travels with phenomenal speed, even faster than our space shells, is that not so?
Well...
Why then was it necessary for him to have, as you put it, plenty of time?
Why, he... Well, he had to free himself from the force of gravity of your planet.
As you seek to do now?
Huh? What do you mean?
I see you struggling to lift your feet from the ground. Continue to try. It will avail you nothing. As it also avails Superman nothing.
Now, wait a minute.
Captain Teller, step back with me a few paces.
Yes, sire.
This will do. Now, you both observe what I hold in my hand.
The secret explosive. Be careful, sire. If you drop it, it will blow us all into eternal space.
I shall not drop it. Earthling Kent, this tiny sphere contains our deadly secret explosive. I intend to demonstrate it for you as I did for your friend, the Earthling Olson. This time, I will not hurl it at a statue of stone and metal. You, a living being, shall be my target.
With his face twisted into a hideous grimace, the evil Zaram held a deadly missile poised, ready to hurl at me, as I stood helplessly rooted to the ground by the terrific force of Utopia's gravity. If he threw it, and I was left unharmed, the secret of my true identity, which he suspected, would at last be revealed. What was I to do?
In just a moment, we'll return for the amazing climax in today's episode of Clark Kent's fascinating story. So keep listening.
You know, gang, when you think of all the exciting fun you've had completing your collection of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep, and when you think that there'll be lots more exciting fun and some thrilling news pretty soon, well, isn't it swell that you get such a kick out of eating Pep? Because you wouldn't want to miss out on a single one of these 18 buttons. You want Judy and Clarky and Tess Trueheart and Superman and all the rest. And boy, will you feel like strutting around when you have all these Pep comic buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap for everybody to see. And you wouldn't want to miss that thrill, no, sir. So how's about asking Mom to get you another package or two of Kellogg's Pep? Because that's the only way you can finish off your collection of comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box top. And you can't buy them anywhere. But there's a comic button inside every package of Pep you open. And there's some mighty good eating for you, too. Why, Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. It's loaded with catchy, sunny, toasted flavor, crisp and fresh as can be. So doggone delicious, in fact, that, well, your spoon just naturally keeps digging in again and again for more. So tell Mom that you want Pep for breakfast every day. And get your prizes from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now back to Clark Kent's narrative of Superman's most unusual adventure.
Obviously enjoying the show he was staging, Zaran, cruel regent of Utopia, held the deadly explosive missile poised to hurl at me as he called out,
"Now then, I shall proceed with my experiment. Observe the Earthling well, Captain."
"Wait! Don't throw that!"
"Silence! It's too late to stop now, Earthling Kent. Now then..."
"Hold, sire! What is that?"
"It's thunder, of course. Come out of my way."
"Wait! That's not thunder! The sound comes from below!"
"Great space, it does indeed, sire. The ground shakes beneath our feet."
"But you are right. What can it be?"
"You hear that, sire?"
"Yes. It's like a gigantic cracking. What means this?"
"I fear it means our planet is at last being shattered into eternal space, sire."
"No, no, it cannot be. According to our scientists' reckoning, the day for that is not yet here."
"He's right, Zaram. He's right."
"Yes, it has come. The rumbling and the cracking. Utopia is breaking apart. Sire, we're doomed."
Panic-stricken, Zaram and his guards stood rooted with fear as the great rending, rumbling roar rose to a crescendo and the ground shook and cracked under their feet. And I, too, still unable to move, stood helpless to save Jimmy and his friends. Utopia's doom, I was certain, meant Superman's doom, too.
What happened then? How did Superman, apparently helpless, manage to save his friends and himself? Tomorrow's episode in Clark Kent's story of Superman's most unusual adventure runs at a thrill-a-minute pace. So don't miss it, whatever you do. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, do you know how crisp Kellogg's Rice Krispies are? So crisp they snap, crackle, and pop in milk. Sure, that's their song of crispiness. Means that these golden bubbles of oven-popped rice are crisp as crisp can be. Whenever you see those famous little elves snap, crackle, and pop in cartoons or on the Rice Krispies package, think of how light and delicate and crisp this grand breakfast dish is. Tomorrow morning, ask Mom for the one and only snap, crackle, and pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.